Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar, and today Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Nun off the third parak, Cheskas Abatim. So the three Dafas we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amud Av taught that a woman cannot establish a chazaka in her husband's property, which implies that if she presents proof she acquired it from him, the proof is accepted. The Gemara asks, Lema Ugulu the boy. Let the husband say he was trying to uncover money of his which he had hidden from him and did not intend to sell the property. Since the proof is accepted, we can derive from the Mishnah that Hamorchas Adu Ishto Kansa, one who sells a field to his wife, she acquires it, and we do not say his purpose was to discover money she had hidden. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah can mean that if she presents a Shtar Matana, a gift document, proving the husband gifted the property to her, her proof would be accepted, since this cannot be used to reveal hidden money. At the end of the daf, Rava rules such a sale to be void if it was purchased b'mal t'munim, with hidden money. If it was purchased with mal she'ein t'munim, money which was not hidden, the sale is valid. Point number two, Rav Nachman told Rav Huna that they had ruled the previous evening that if one sells a field to his wife, the sale is valid and he cannot claim he was trying to discover hidden money. Rav Huna asked that this ruling was obvious for a different reason. Dal zuzi mahalcha v'tik the mishtara, remove the money from this discussion and let her acquire the property with the shtar, since a Mishnah teaches that land can be acquired with money, a shtar or chazaka. Rav Nachman responded that Shmuel taught this only applies to a shtar matana, a gift document, but a sale document does not acquire property until money is given. Although Brisa teaches if a shtar states, Sadi mechurulach, my field is hereby sold to you, or Sadi nesunulach, my field is hereby given to you, arze mechura v'nesuna, it's sold or given, apparently proving that the shtar of sale does transfer property. Rav Hamnuna explained it refers to mocher sadeu mifnei rasa, one selling his field because of its poor quality, who wants to finalize the sale immediately. Alternatively, Rav Ashi explains that Brisa is actually discussing a single case of a gift, as he explains. And point number three, Rav Huna bar Avin sent the following message. Hamochas sadeh l'ishto, if one sells his field to his wife, kansa ubal ochel peros, she acquires it and the husband receives its produce like any property she acquires from elsewhere. However, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Avoa, and all the Gedolei Ador said he does not receive its produce. But matana b'kesh l'itnola, he actually wanted to give it to her as a gift from which a husband does not receive produce since it's given generously. And the reason he wrote the shtar as if it was a sale was k'deil yafos is kocha, to enhance her rights, entitling her to compensation of the land is collected by the husband's lender. Although Ravave, great rabbis, Rav, ruled that the husband receives produce from the land he sold to her, Rav Chista still ruled he does not because other Ravave, Rabbi Yochanan, ruled this way. Rava concludes that the halakha is the husband does receive produce from land he sold to her, but not from land he gifted her. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph taught that a woman cannot establish a chazaka in her husband's property, which implies that if she presents proof she acquired it from him, the proof is accepted. The Gemara asks, Lema Ugulu Yezuzehu the boy. Let the husband say he was trying to uncover money of his which he had hidden from him and did not intend to sell the property. Since the proof is accepted, we can derive from the Mishnah that Hamorchas Adu Ishto Kansa, one who sells a field to his wife, she acquires it, and we do not say his purpose was to discover money she had hidden. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah can mean that if she presents a Shtar Matana, a gift document, proving the husband gifted the property to her, her proof would be accepted, since this cannot be used to reveal hidden money. At the end of the daf, Rava rules such a sale to be void if it was purchased b'mal t'munim, with hidden money. If it was purchased with mal she'ein t'munim, money which was not hidden, the sale is valid. Point number two, Rav Nachman told Rav Huna that they had ruled the previous evening that if one sells a field to his wife, the sale is valid and he cannot claim he was trying to discover hidden money. Rav Huna asked that this ruling was obvious for a different reason. Dal zuzi mahalcha v'tik the mishtara, remove the money from this discussion and let her acquire the property with the shtar, since a Mishnah teaches that land can be acquired with money, a shtar or chazaka. Rav Nachman responded that Shmuel taught this only applies to a shtar matana, a gift document, but a sale document does not acquire property until money is given. Although Brisa teaches if a shtar states, Sadi mechurulach, my field is hereby sold to you, or Sadi nesunulach, my field is hereby given to you, arze mechura v'nesuna, it's sold or given, apparently proving that the shtar of sale does transfer property. Rav Hamnuna explained it refers to mocher sadeu mifnei rasa, one selling his field because of its poor quality, who wants to finalize the sale immediately. Alternatively, Rav Ashi explains that Brisa is actually discussing a single case of a gift, as he explains. and point him through. Rav Huna Bar Avin sent the following message: Hamocha sadal ishto. If one sells his field to his wife, kansa ubal ochel peros, she acquires it, and the husband receives its produce like any property she acquires from elsewhere. However, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Avoh, and all the gedolei hador said he does not receive its produce. But matana bikesh litnola, he actually wanted to give it to her as a gift, from which a husband does not receive produce since it's given generously. And the reason he wrote the shtar as if it was a sale was kedei liyapos his kocha, to enhance her rights, entitling her to compensation of the land as collected by the husband's lender. Although Rav Rave, great rabbis, Rav, ruled that the husband receives produce from the land he sold to her, Rav Chista still ruled he does not, because other Rav Rave, Rabbi Yochanan, ruled this way. Rav concludes that the halakha is the husband does receive produce from land he sold to her, but not from land he gifted her. All right, so now we get our siman daf nun aleph, and our standard siman is a beaver, because beavers gnaw, nun aleph, gnaw. So beavers gnaw, siman is beaver. So here goes. The man who sold the field to his wife to get her to reveal money she was hiding in a beaver's dam knew that she wouldn't acquire it with the star of sale written on beaver hide parchment, and grabbed his beaver hide sack to gather peros from another field he sold her, because it was a sale, not a gift. Once again, slow motion. The man who sold the field to his wife to get her to reveal money she was hiding in a beaver's dam. Beaver? That must be more on daf. Nun aleph. Nah. The man who sold the field to his wife to get her to reveal money she was hiding in a beaver's dam, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if a man who sells property to his wife can claim he was trying to uncover money of his which she had hidden from him and did not intend to sell her the property. So the man who sold the field to his wife to get her to reveal money she was hiding in a beaver's dam knew that she wouldn't acquire it with the star of sale written on beaver hide parchment, which reminds us, a star of sale does not acquire property until money is given. Although a braisa teaches, if a star states, Sadi mechurulach, my field is hereby sold to you, or Sadi nesunulach, my field is hereby given to you, harizim mechur of a nesuna, it is sold or given, apparently proving that the star of sale does transfer property. Rav Hamnun explained it refers to mocher sadeu mipnei rasa, one selling his field because of its poor quality, who wants to finalize the sale immediately. So the man who sold a field to his wife to get her to reveal money she was hiding in a beaver's dam knew that she wouldn't acquire it with the star of sale written on beaver hide parchment, and grabbed his beaver hide sack to gather peros from another field he sold her because it was a sale, not a gift. Which reminds us, Rav Huna Bar Avin sent the following message: Hamocha sadal ishto, if one sells his field to his wife, kansa ubal ochel peros, she acquires it, and the husband receives its produce like any property she acquires from elsewhere. However, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Avoh, and all the gedolei hador said he does not receive its produce. But matana bikesh litnola, he actually wanted to give it to her as a gift, from which a husband does not receive produce since it's given generously. And the reason he wrote the shtar as if it was a sale was kedei liyapos his kocha, to enhance her rights, entitling her to compensation if the land is collected by the husband's lender. So once again, the man who sold the field to his wife to get her to reveal money she was hiding in a beaver's dam knew that she wouldn't acquire it with the star of sale written on beaver hide parchment, and grabbed his beaver hide sack to gather peros from another field he sold her because it was a sale, not a gift. All right, so now it's time for our four blah blah chazara. Daf Mem Zayin. So the symbol Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The owner of the corn maze, that must be more Daf Mem Zayin. The owner of the corn maze field was left with nothing when a son who walked away from his support made a chazaka on one maze field, which reminds us, a son who separated from his father's support is like all other people and can establish a chazaka since he no longer receives support from the father. This is a chiddush, since one might have thought the father waives his rights regarding his son and does not protest his occupation. So the owner of the corn maze field was left with nothing when a son who walked away from his support made a chazaka on one maze field, and an aris who was not a gazlan produced a shtar proving purchase of another, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said the Rav Huna told him, Kun Shehiviu Raya, all of them referring to an Uman and Aris, if they bring proof such as aiding that the owner admitted selling it, or a star of sale, Rias and Raya, their proof is accepted as proof. Umamidin Sada Biyada, and we place the field in their possession. Gazan Shehivi Raya, however, if a Gazan brings proof, Ein Raya Usa Raya, his proof is not accepted as proof. The Rashbam references Rav Kahana's explanation on this daf, that the victim felt compelled to falsely confess or write a star of sale, knowing that if he would not, the Gazan would have handed him and his donkey to the captain for confiscation. So the owner of the corn maize field was left with nothing when a son who walked away from his support made a chazaka on one maize field, and an aris who was not a gazlan produced a shtar proving purchase of another, and he was hung up and forced at gunpoint to sell his last one, which was a valid sale because taliu v'zavin zvine zvine, which reminds us, Rabbi quoted Rav Nachman saying that although a sale to a gazlan is invalid, the robber's money is refunded. The Rashbam infers that Rav Nachman validates the sale even where money was paid. Rav Huna disagrees and says, Tohuyu v'zavin, if they hung him or otherwise afflicted him and he sold to them what they demanded, zvine zvine, his sale is a valid sale. This is initially explained, called the mezabin inish, anything a person sells, he loved the anisu, loved the mezabin. If he were not pressed for money, he would not have sold it, yet his sale is a valid sale. Here too, a sale made under physical duress should be valid. This comparison is rejected. Daf Mem Ches, so the similar Daf Mem Ches is Moach Brain, and we use Brainiacs. So here goes. The Brainiacs, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Ches. The Brainiacs, studying the thermodynamics of coercion and their halachic significance, who rightfully assess that a goy forcing a get is invalid on a rabbinic level, which reminds us, the rabbis ruled that a get mu'uza, a forced get by a goy, is invalid, so that every estranged wife should not go attach herself with an idolater and use every means to persuade him to force her husband to divorce her, mafkatz atzma miyad bala, and thereby withdraw herself from her husband. So the Brainiacs, studying the thermodynamics of coercion and their halachic significance, who rightfully assess that a goy forcing a get is invalid on a rabbinic level, while trying to determine the exact height to hang up an owner to force a sale of an unspecified field, which reminds us, Rav said the halacha is that they hung him up until he sold them what they demanded. His sale is a valid sale. He added, this is only besada stum, an unspecified field, meaning where the owner could choose which field to sell, in which case he likely consented to the sale sincerely. But if they demanded a specified field, the sale is void. This exception, however, is where the owner did not count the money, demonstrating his opposition to the sale, and he had no way to avail those forcing the sale. So the Brainiacs, studying the thermodynamics of coercion and their halakhic significance, who rightfully assess that a goy forcing a get is invalid on a rabbinic level, while trying to determine the exact height to hang up an owner to force a sale of an unspecified field, decided not to test how long a woman need to be hung before she relented and married a man, when they heard the rabbis would revoke such a kedushin, which reminds us, a maimer said, Tuli v'kadish kedush of kedushin. If they hung a woman up until she relented and he married her, his marriage is a valid marriage. Mar Rav Ashi said that although a forced sale is valid, forced kedushin is certainly void by rabbinic decree, since he acted improperly, the rabbis acted with him extra-legally. Mavkin rabbanu kedushin mine, and the rabbis revoked his kedushin by making the money ownerless through hefker, based in hefker. Daf mem tes, so the simon daf mem tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the simon. So here goes. The Edim were so happy that they were believed when they said, Modaya devarenu, that they ordered a special cut of meat at the butcher shop. Meat? Butcher shop? That must mean we're on daf mem tes. The Edim were so happy that they were believed when they said, Modaya devarenu, that they ordered a special cut of meat at the butcher shop, which reminds us, if Edim say Modaya devarenu, our signed edus was after notification from the owner that his transaction was made under duress and invalid, ain't that money, they're not believed. Mar Rav Ashi says, Modaya devarenu, nam money. If they say our signed edus was after Moda, they are believed. Shezen nitam li kaseb, because this shtar is allowed to be written to save the owner from those pressuring him and is not an act of rishus. The Rashbam further explains that he does not consider this edus a retraction of their initial testimony, but additional information. So the Edim were so happy that they were believed when they said, Modaya devarenu, that they ordered a special cut of meat at the butcher shop, stood next to a chassan at the country disavowing a claim to his cause property, saying, Yepshi betakanas chachamim, which reminds us, the Mishnah Dav Mem Beis Aman Av taught that a man cannot establish a chazaka on his wife's property. This seems obvious since he's entitled to its produce. So the Gemara explains the cases where he relinquished his right by writing, Dinu dvarim enli min chasayich, I have no claim nor argument regarding your property. Since this language cannot relinquish a right one already has, the cases where he wrote it while she was in Arusa before he acquired the right to her produce. Rav Kahana taught this is effective. Nachal abal lo adam amakam acher, an inheritance coming to a person from elsewhere, meaning rabbinically, adam masna leh shol yerushena, he can stipulate not to inherit it. This is effective because of Rava's principle. Ko omer yepshi b'takhanus chachamim kagon zos. Anyone who says, I do not want this rabbinic enactment made for my benefit, kagon zos, such as this case, shomin lo, we listen to him. So the Edim are so happy they were believed when they said, Modaya devarenu, that they ordered a special cut of meat at the butcher shop, stood next to a chassan of the country disavowing a claim to his kala's property, saying, Yepshi b'takhanus chachamim, while a woman confided to the butcher that she made a sale of property to her husband only to please, but did not sincerely agree to sell it, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a husband cannot establish a chazaka in his wife's property to prove she sold it to him. Harayesh, this implies that proof, meaning testimony that she sold it to him, is effective and the sale is valid. The Gemara asks, Tema nachas ruach asisi levali. She should be able to say, I made the sale only to please my husband, but did not sincerely agree to sell it. The Gemara brings a distinction if it was his land that she had a lien on with her ksuba, or if it was her nixe malug. Daf nun, so the simmer daf nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The husband and wife on a nonstop flight. Nonstop flight? That must mean we're on Daf Nun. The husband and wife on the nonstop flight looking at a picture of a Nixon Milug that neither could sell, which reminds us. The Gemara said that a woman can sell her Nixon Milug to her husband. This is challenged from a Maimar's ruling. Ish vi isha shemachubu Nixon Milug, a husband and wife who sold Nixon Milug, lost below kum. They have done nothing and the sale is void. He holds neither has sufficient ownership to effect a sale. She owns the land itself and he owns its produce. So the husband and wife on the nonstop flight looking at a picture of her Nixon Milug that neither could sell. We're sitting behind the former and current owner of a slave who neither was subject to the din of Yom O Yomayim, since the former owner still retained the slave's work for 30 days, which reminds us. A braisa discusses one who sells the slaves but retains the slave's work for 30 days and brings a three-way machlokes regarding who has the rule of Yom O Yomayim, exempting the owner if the eved dies after 24 hours. Rav Elazar says that neither has the Yom O Yomayim exemption. Zelu visheno takta vzelu visheno kaspo. The buyer, because the slave is not under his domain, and the seller, because he is not his property. Rav Elazar requires kaspo hamayuchad lo, property exclusively his. So the husband and wife on the nonstop flight looking at the picture of her Nixon Milug that neither could sell were sitting behind the former and current owner of a slave who neither were subject to the din of Yom O Yomayim, since the former owner still retained the slave's work for 30 days. Overheard a wife tell the woman sitting next to her that she was on her way to make a macha against her husband, establishing a chazaka on her Nixon Milug, and dug ditches in her cherished rose bushes, which reminds us, a husband can establish a chazak in his wife's property which he damages, such as by digging ditches, and therefore the wife needs to protest. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we machlokes is if the seller has to retrieve a sold donkey that a goy seized? That's on daf Memhei. Good. Number two. Which of the when a husband receives produce from land he sold his wife, but does not receive the produce if he gifted the land to her? That's on daf Nunav. Good. Number three. Which of the when the Amemar holds that neither the husband or the wife has sufficient ownership to sell her Nixei Milug? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number four. Which of the when we are concerned that a woman only sold her property to her husband to please him, but did not sincerely agree to sell it? That's on daf Memtes. Good. Number five. Which daf do we have three women quotes regarding who is subject to the din of Yom O Yomayim, the current owner of the Eved or the former owner who retains the Eved service for 30 days? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number six. Which daf do we have when one was hung and forced to sell, the sale is a valid sale? That's on daf Memzine. Good. Number seven. Which of the when a star of sale does not acquire until money is given unless the seller wanted to close the sale immediately because he was selling poor land? That's on daf Nun off. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we have when the rabbanu mafki a kedushin that was achieved through hanging a woman up until she relents and accepts the kedushin? That's on daf Memches. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we discuss whether a husband can claim he sold his wife property to see if she was hiding money she took from him? That's on daf Nun off. Good. And number ten. Which daf do we have when a son who is no longer supported by his father can establish a chazaka on his father's land? That's on daf Mem Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldar from Zilchu wishing you a great day and great learning.